The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
From her Middle Essence CD, that's Amy Rigby with The Summer of My Wasted Youth. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a radio program called the Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have some very exciting news. And that news is that Amy Rigby is actually joining me on the phone right now. Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
So you have a brand new album out, do you not?
I do. It's been out for 2 months now.
2 months. And what comes with a new album comes a thankfully a tour. So you are on tour right now, and you are coming to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 18th, and you're playing the Bantha Tea Bar. I'm not sure exactly how they want to be labeled, but they're going to be both on this show, which is on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. So tell me about this tour.
Well, the tour is, the name of the album is Hang In There With Me. And so this tour is like, most of the U.S. shows are with a trio, me and Reckless Eric, my husband, on bass and a little guitar, and then a drummer, who was our old neighbor in upstate New York, Sam Shepard. Not that Sam Shepard, who's no longer with us, but this great guy that we did some recording with, and so he's going to play drums. And yeah, I think it's a pretty rocking set, because I think the album has like some pretty punchy songs on it. And yeah, really happy to bust out my Telecaster and Dan Electro 12 string and some acoustic guitar too. But playing a lot of tracks, a lot of the songs from the new album, and some older ones, some favorites.
Some old fan favorites?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully somebody's favorite. There's some favorites of mine. So, and they just seem to kind of work with some of the new songs. So it's nice to have a new album. It helps you kind of like recast some of the old material.
How about we get into a song from the new album, so that if listeners haven't heard it or want to know something that they could expect to see on the 18th down at Bantha, let's pick a track off of the new album and let's play that.
Okay, I think since I just talked about like getting older and stuff, and it is like inevitable. Why don't we start with the first track on the album, which is called Hello 60.
Thank you.
That's Hello 60 from Amy Rigby's new album, Hang In There With Me. And speaking of hanging in there with me, Amy has been hanging in there with me, the Mockster, on this Viva La Mock as she's coming to town. She will be in town on Friday, October 18th. And she's playing at the Bantha Tea Bar in Garfield on Penn Avenue. It's a great little venue, and she's bringing a band, so it's going to rock, and it's going to be awesome, and that's why Amy's calling in, so that we can talk about not only that, but the new album, and I want to find out more about the book she wrote. That's right, in 2019, she had a memoir that she released called Girl in the City. So, Amy, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the book is a basically coming of age. It's a memoir, and coming of age, growing up in Pittsburgh, and then going to New York City in 1976 to go to art school, and just basically, you know, trying to find my way as I knew I was an artist, but just trying to figure out, like, what that really means and how I'm going to live, you know, as an artist, and what's my path going to be. And it, you know, music is kind of in there from the very beginning, just being a big music fan, growing up listening to the radio, you know, the AM radio in the 60s in Pittsburgh, which was, you know, just like such a rich time. And then heading over to the FM stations like WDVE when I had an older, well, I still have an older brother who was very much like a you know, a classic rock fan. And kind of he helped me, like, lead me into that area of, you know, just like listening to Led Zeppelin and Jeff Beck and stuff like that, which maybe, you know, I loved pop music, I loved Elton John and stuff, but maybe, you know, thanks to my older brother, I also got into like harder rocking music, and that maybe helped me then head into listening to punk. When I got to New York City, it was all happening then, and that's all in the book. It's all there. When I was working on the book, I wrote a lot more about Pittsburgh and about being a kid there, but unfortunately, like, I had to condense that quite a bit. Maybe someday I'll put that out as like a separate thing, because there, I thought there was a lot of charming parts in there, but people were like, oh, if the story really kicks in when you go to New York. So I kind of, yeah, you kind of have to work with what is going to make like the best story arc and a good impact for like a reader. So anyway, I think it did.
So when you were 17, were you just ready to get out of Pittsburgh? Was that, I mean, I know a lot of people hit that, you know, post high school years, and they just they're tired of their surroundings and want to explore something new.
I mean, I think I always knew that I wanted to go to New York from the first time I saw like That Girl on TV. You know, just the New York City seemed just to have everything that I wanted: art, music, fashion, and just like variety. Which maybe was kind of harder to find in Pittsburgh, but also, don't know if it's okay to say this, but I like to drink. And the drinking age, well, you know, the drinking age was 21 in Pennsylvania, and it was 18 in a lot of other states back then. And so, you know, you could just like walk into a bar and go see shows too, which it just really wasn't. It just felt like hard to kind of get out and do stuff.
Totally understandable. So let's move back into another track from the new album. Again, the new album's called Hang In There With Me. I'm on the phone with Amy Rigby, who is going to be in town on the 18th, which is Friday the 18th of October, down at the Bantha Tea Bar on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. And do we know what time the show is? I should probably at least tell people what time it is if we know that. Do we know?
I think it's at 8 p.m.
All right.
I think that's a safe. And I'll correct that if I find it's something different. But so while we play the record,
we'll say 8 p.m. But we're going to, and I don't know these days if people actually release singles off of records or if they just like people pick songs. But I do feel
this
that.
this was the first single.
I was gonna say
I feel that
this feels like it should have been, or if not, it is the first single off the record. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Dylan in Dubuque.
That's a Dylan in Dubuque, brand new music from Amy Rigby. Amy Rigby's in town coming up on Friday the 18th at the Bantha Tea Bar. I'm actually on the phone with Amy right now. Amy, that's off the new album. Can you tell me like what inspired the song?
Well, I wrote that song back, I think it was kind of like the beginning of the pandemic. And it was inspired by this infamous Bob Dylan concert in Dubuque, Iowa in the mid-90s. Half the audience ended up on stage during the concert because there was no security detail. And Bob and his band just kept playing, rocking away while people were just like dancing around him, kissing him, high-fiving over his head, stage diving, and it being the 90s, you know, there's a lot of like big flannel shirts and backwards baseball hats. And but maybe you can actually watch the whole show on YouTube. And I think something about it during the pandemic kind of like, well, I think we were all missing going to shows and to see like something so just like an audience, like actually interacting with, you know, their hero. That something about that really captivated me, but also that Bob was just so cool, and as if nothing was different from any other night. He didn't look uncomfortable. He didn't look phased. He just was like playing and being his cool self. So I think that, you know, I pictured myself as that character, and just kind of took some inspiration.
And this is not the first time Robert Zimmerman has made an appearance in some of your songs, has it not?
No, I guess not. It's you know, he, like, some people have their saints and stuff, people they pray to, but I guess he must be one of mine.
So I noticed on your website you have a thing called the Diary of Amy Rigby. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, way back, going back before they even invented the word blog, which it was a horrible word, but, you know, it kind of, there was that whole period of the mid-2000s where people started, you know, there were platforms for writing online. But before that, I started writing on my website, just kind of doing a little bit tour diaries here or there, just, you know, telling about like everyday life, things that happened to me. And I've never stopped. As I think I wrote the first one in like 1998. Eric and I moved to France in 2006. And that was kind of when blogging was really coming in. And I, so as an expat living in another country, I think it kind of helped me feel like connected somehow to the rest of the world. And I really got in, and also I was trying to write my book and learn to write and make writing a regular thing that I did. So I've just kept it up. And then when Substack started a couple years ago, I kind of shifted over to Substack as a newsletter format, but also keeping my WordPress version as well. And I don't know, it's such a part of my life right now. I don't even know sometimes why I do it, but it's just, you know, people do read it, and it also just helps me process things. So, and it keeps me writing, and also has kept me, like, sometimes if I haven't been making a record, but you know, I'll try to do some recording, like put in a cover song or just stick in a little bit of a new song that I'm working on. And it just keeps me working, I guess.
Again, Amy Rigby coming to Pittsburgh on the 18th of October. It's a Friday night. So that is the only time I'm going to let people not listen to my radio show, because you'll have to go to that show or be at that show. I know I am planning on being at that show. And if you want more information, you could, like, amyrigby.com. I should at least promote the fact that
I do have a website.
You do have a website, and it's very active. And, you know, you can find samples of the music and where to get it and all that good stuff. And, in fact, we're going to go back for the last song. And Amy, I hope you're okay with this, because the very first time I saw you was probably, I'm guessing, about 20 years ago. And I started off that entire set of music, as everyone heard, with Summer of My Wasted Youth, which is one of my favorite songs. I really love that song. But I'm going to go back to that album for my final song, which is All I Want. Any comments before we segue out of this into All I Want?
This one's still one of my favorites to play. And just really kind of proud of this one, and also that it got covered by Ronnie Spector, which is like a huge, just big compliment to have a song that I wrote kind of with the person in mind, to have them actually sing the song. My daughter, when she was younger, was like, "Mom, I like your version better." So
they're the ultimate compliment on that.
Yes, exactly.
So here is Amy Rigby from Middle Essence with All I Want. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the host of Viva Lamac. And Amy, thank you again for joining me and looking forward to seeing you in Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot.
Want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. so millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
give me indie rock!
Give me a rock!
DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, September 9th, 2022.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banksabot. I know you love the pain you got. The likes of me, why I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. That I am it. Hey, girls.